Hey, good morning. Live from our KGGF Historic Studios in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us on this Monday morning as we're joined in studio by Montgomery County Action Council's Tricia Purton. Tricia, good to see you always.
Yes, thank you so much, Sam. Good morning.
Glad you're in with us as we always appreciate you checking in with us at least you know, once a month. We always like to hear everything that's going on with Montgomery County Action Council as, again, Max Tricia Purton joining us on this Monday morning. As let's just go ahead and start it off like this. We've been highlighting it on our news bulletin. The newest business in Montgomery County is here in Coffeyville.
Yes, we're super excited. So it is a new grocery store. They're going in downtown Coffeyville in the old Columbia building. So catty corner from Dale Apartments. So really excited. We assisted them in looking at some different sites, and that was the site that they selected, and we're really excited to have them here. So they're an existing business in Parsons, Kansas. They do a special type of discounted grocers. And I think one of the coolest things is they were already a meat supplier for some of our local businesses themselves, including Save-A-Lot, from what I understand. So we're really excited to hear that they're coming to Coffeyville. Since we did lose Save-A-Lot, this is a great replacement. And they were actually the provider of all the produce for Save-A-Lot, too. So we're lucky to have that.
Yeah, no, I definitely, you know, really enjoyed hearing the all of the details that came along with it, you know, the factors and the convenience, factors beyond with it. But it's good to have back in our communities as well as a building that I hope they enjoy. And it sounds like if all things work out, they're trying for the first, but we're looking more like the middle of April, probably.
That's what they're saying now, right? Is the middle of April. And I think they really wanted to get open as soon as possible, but it takes a while to get all those coolers put into a building that's never had coolers before. So
yeah, exactly. Got to make sure everything is okay and will stay okay. So good. That's always exciting. And I know we've highlighted it here at KGGF as many around Coffeyville, very excited to have them within our community, as am I. And again, having it as an existing business, something that they've had a structure for and infrastructure behind them, and they're bringing it here to Coffeyville. We'll see how far this grows.
Yeah.
So excited to be that, and you guys have got your board meeting coming
yes.
up.
Yes, so it's this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in the new Sandstone Event Center in Caney. So we get to be one of the newest events to be held in their newly renovated downtown event center. So we're really excited about that. So we'll cover, of course, we'll cover the standards, the annual budget. We'll get that approved for this next year, for 2020. But we'll talk about some of the things we have going on, the Tyson Project, Amazon projects. We'll give the updates to all those things that are going on and really go into depth of what our plan is moving forward as MAC. And we've talked about this before, our strategic plan that we had, we got a grant for $50,000 from USDA. And we are looking at a long-term countywide economic development plan so that everyone is on the same page and everyone is moving cohesively together forward in our county. So we're really excited. We got phase one of the strategic plan back last week, and it was mind-blowing. They narrowed it down based on the actual skill sets that our workforce has in a 50-mile radius of Montgomery County and what that looks like, and then matched that with industries that either would supply exist to our existing industries or new industries that would complement the workforce that we already have in place in our region, down to the six-digit NAICS code. And I know that sounds confusing, but down to aerospace, small engine manufacturing components. I mean, that detailed wow. of who we need to actually be targeting to fill our existing spaces and new construction around Montgomery County.
That's exciting because it seems that it's something that it's well looked into and it's going to be very beneficial because it's not necessarily what we saw with the Amazon building, but at the same time could have potentially seen with the old owners because they weren't necessarily from around the area. They weren't necessarily aware of what we needed here in southeastern Kansas. And now with an open building, now with the strategic plan, it kind of sounds like we're getting more to the specifics now. What do we need here? And seems like, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, just to get something back, and of course, those numbers kind of fly over my head with the terminology there. But yeah, it seems like it's giving it down and getting specifics. And then when we get bigger industries, I'm sure that page will get even larger as well.
Exactly. Well, and I think one of the parts that, you know, we've always heard with the Tyson Project is, well, how are you sure that this actually is a good fit? And this plan went through the details of natural resources, all those components to see if it did. It was, and it did. It came out that, you know, animal agriculture, value added agriculture is definitely a huge area that we need to be focusing our efforts on. So that was nice to hear from a completely outside perspective. And this firm that does this, they also do site selection. So they assist businesses to find locations across the United States. So they were looking at it from two different ways, both as an economic development strategic plan group, but also as a site selector. So it really helps us better fine-tune our marketing, better fine-tune who we're going after. So I'm a one-person shop. It's myself and Paula Benson that work at MAC and our board of directors. But that's a lot of work to get done for just one person. So it really helps fine-tune our efforts.
Yeah, well, and it's exciting. It really is to see development, to see growth, and to see it happen almost as progressively as it has. You know, I've only been out here for the year that I have been, and it seems like this is still progressively moving. It seems like the pedals are moving, and if anything, they're getting a little bit faster as we go forward with them.
We're definitely getting faster. I think we're starting to see some momentum. We have a new owner of the Amazon building. They've got it all cleaned up. It really looks fantastic. We've had a lot of interest in that building lately. You know, they're doing the same thing out at Southwire, so hopefully we'll get something going on those. We're working collaboratively with the state of Kansas and the Kansas Economic Development Alliance to get site certification for our existing sites. So Independence, they have two really great industrial parks, but we need to do better about making sure that they are exactly shovel ready. So a company says, you know, we're going to build an expansion to our Textron plant. We're ready to go, and it can start immediately.
It's exciting. It really is to know that, you know, not only is there efforts behind it with Montgomery County Action Council, as well as many, many others throughout the great towns of Montgomery County, but really, now that, you know, there's proof in the pudding. There really is.
Yeah.
It's really happening, and it's good to hear that there's some things moving with the Tyson plan. I know that's something that people are always asking you about, always interested in. And it kind of seems like coming to this meeting, you're going to get all of the details for it.
Yeah, So come on down to our MAC meeting. I think tomorrow is the cutoff for RSVPs, just so that we can tell Phelps over at Hog Heaven Barbecue that he has enough burn-ins to go around. So we're pretty excited. Phelps is our catering our event, and it'll be delicious.
Gotta love that. So it's an RSVP. Is it, you know, you got to claim your spot. Is it, you know, come one, come all, free event?
Yep.
Oh,
it's it's $25.
$25, okay.
That way it covers our cost to pay Hog Heaven for all that barbecue and the equipment and stuff we need. But yeah, so it is $25 to RSVP by tomorrow, but just RSVP to Paula Benson, and you can pull that up on our website as well.
Perfect. Well, yeah, sounds like you guys are going to be getting updates from many, many other things, as well as this strategic plan. And any final notes that you wanted to put on the strategic plan, or are you going to kind of keep that for the meeting?
I'm going to keep that for the meeting, and we're just going to do a snapshot of really what the results were so far, because I think the next phase of the strategic plan is that they're going to tell us, okay, how do you do what we just told you to do moving forward? Because that's always the big question on those plans. You pay a lot of money for them, and they just sit on a shelf. So they're not going to let us do that. They're going to tell us exactly, step by step, how to implement those.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of shift our focus to a little bit of small business here.
Yeah. So last week we had an amazing turnout at our Coffeeville Reawakening sponsored event. We did a small business development workshop that showed businesses how exactly they can get access to almost $250,000 worth of public financing to get your small business started. You know, a lot of the times people think that they need to do an extensive business plan. They need to go talk to their banker. They have to have everything lined up in order to get their business going. And that's really not the case in Montgomery County. They can come to me and we can walk through their dream, whether it's just a dream in their head and they need to get it on paper, down to they've already got all their financials ready and they've got everything prepared because they're, you know, been in business for a couple of years and they know how to expand their business. So we walk through those businesses with them, and we had an amazing turnout. I think we had 26 people, and 90% of those were actual people who were looking to either expand or create a new business in Coffeeville. So it was really, really great. We also did a tour of our downtown buildings, and I have to say I got already two emails of people saying that, okay, I'm going to go into this building, and how do I get, I think it was really worthwhile.
And that's about as much information as we're going to get out of that one, isn't it? Or is that one a little hush-hush, or do we get to know kind of who's coming down to downtown?
It's still hush-hush on those so far. I know. I'm always full of secrets, right? But we try not to be. But, you know, we need to make sure that those real estate transactions are at least somewhat in place before we make any big announcements. But we've been working with these businesses for a while, trying to help them fine-tune their plans and get that business plan together and their financials. So we can get them all their financing.
Yeah, and I think that's something that you stress quite a bit, and I'm glad you do, because, you know, you see the commercials, whether it's on TV or they send us satellite commercials for radio and things, and it is, you know, they're big towns that they come in, and you have to do the financing, you have to go through bankers, but if you just ask the right questions, especially in certain areas of America, in the pocket that we live down here in southeastern Kansas, you know, we host a real estate show every Monday, actually. She'll be in here in just a little bit. She as well, financing options are a little different down here.
Yeah.
And you need to ask around, and whether it's buying a home or starting a business, it is a little bit different here in Montgomery County.
It is. We're more flexible. We really want to work with you and be as cooperative as possible because, you know, our population is declining, but we're ready to turn it around. And I think if we can get really some momentum with some new small businesses and amenities that you see with these small businesses, I think we'll start to see that turnaround.
Yeah, well, and again, the flexibility of it, like you said, is it doesn't deter people away, because I think that's the one thing that would initially deter people away is obviously it's, like you said, declining in population, so where's the money going to come from? But the other question is, where's the money already at? How are we going to open this business here? And there's financing, and there's other options, and there's great buildings, whether it's in Coffeyville or other towns around Montgomery County. I mean, there is great facilities here and a lot of potential as well.
There is a lot of potential. So I think it's an interesting thing that when we try to tell these businesses, there's a lot of data we had done with Wichita State University that shows our population might be decreasing, but our workforce is increasing. So there's more people commuting into Montgomery County now than there were a year ago. So our numbers are increasing. There's a lot of jobs available, but a lot of jobs have been filled. A lot of our industries have done expansions in the past year. And although quietly, we're seeing a lot of economic growth. And I can say that myself, our office has been very busy with those right now. So, you know, we're working on some workforce initiatives with Talent Turnaround and working with our employers to get those things going. We have an announcement from Kansas Works, from Southeast Kansas Works, has a new workforce program that I think we had touched on earlier in a radio show, is where they have kind of a job mentoring program. So there's some exciting things going on that support that growth. So a small business coming in can capture that growth. And I'm hoping that we can get some housing momentum going too, so those people who are commuting in will live here.
Yeah, that's another question that I was going to ask you. You know, with this trend, granted that it continues, say 5-10 years on down the line, I can see the population starting to kind of turn around instead of decreasing, kind of going back up. And I think it sets us up good for the future to have these businesses or industries and small businesses already in place before these people start to move here, because in today's day and age, it's all about convenience and, oh, where can I move that's going to make it easy on me,
right?
And if these places are already in place, I'm already working here, we've got a great grocery store downtown, whichever it may be, I think that sets us up great for the future.
It does. And you know, the city of Coffeyville has done amazing work with their fiber system that they have, and hopefully they'll get that rolling forward in the next, well, soon. So we have access to fiber internet in our town. We have those cool, neat niches like Natural Grocers. We have, the new grocery store coming downstairs or coming downtown that will have organic Amish produce. So those are amenities that you see the new generation that's coming up that really look for. So we're hoping we can capture that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. And I can't wait to see how this continues to grow with time. And Montgomery County Action Council's Tricia Purton, I'm sure she will be very excited to keep you up to date. Real quick, though, before we lose you here, Tricia, any final notes that you wanted to put out there, or at least get out that time, that date, and a good phone number to get involved in the meeting coming up this week?
Yeah, so the MAC meeting is this Thursday, 5:30 p.m. To get more information, just shoot me an email, tpurdon, P-U-R-D-O-N, at actioncouncil.com. And like I said, it's $25. The other thing I was going to point out, too, go take a look at our website, actioncouncil.com. And we've got a whole new page now on legislative issues. It's the middle of the legislature. So we have a lobbyist that tracks all those bills that deal with economic development and commerce. And we're getting updates on there every single week. So you can keep track of some of those high-profile bills that are going on in the legislature a little faster.
Well, it's always an exciting interview and encouraging as well, and it's always good to hear that things are continuing to move forward. And with Tricia Purdon, Montgomery County Action Councils, we'll just check in with you next month, and hopefully it's all green.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.